UFO.
What I don't like about that Meg Tory Lanez shit is, like, even if you just look online, where it's like, I think people don't really get how, like, the legal system works, especially like when you're rich, just how they can, like, delay shit forever. And, like, so because it's been like a year or however long it's been, people think that means he's innocent. Like, people think because you post you're innocent or, like, whatever.
People, and it's, are like, stupid.
Yeah, and they don't realize, like, his plea deal was, like, 8 years in jail or something like that, like, 3 years in jail. Like, it was something where it was, like, even your plea is some serious shit. Like, it wasn't nothing crazy. So it's, like, he rejected the plea, of course, took it to trial. He's, like, facing, I think, like, 23 years now or something like that. But it's, like, if you look on any of the comments, it's just a bunch of, like, mostly dudes, of course, just in there, like, she lying, she this, she that. And it's, like, I ain't good at math, but if it's four people and one gun, it ain't hard. Like, the person who got shot, take them out. Like, I know it wasn't her friend and wasn't his bodyguard because he gave him up. So, like, you shot her. Like, unless you're going to go in there and claim self-defense because she was beating your ass.
And that's,
like,
the part
that she may have been, though.
That's the thing that they were saying. Now, again, it's not right. But they were saying that what triggered the escalation was he was flirting with Kylie. Megan got mad and was disrespecting him in front of, excuse me, individuals at the party. So they chose to leave. And I guess she kept popping off. And then things went left. Now, again, this is all allegedly. I don't know. But this is why I always say, I don't give a shit who you are. Keep your hands to yourself, because you don't know how some people might react to that. I don't care if you've been sleeping with this dude for months. Like, sometimes people just snap. I mean, hell, people that haven't killed people in years just snap and kill somebody. Like, there's people have triggers, and you don't get to put your hands on another grown adult and expect them to just be like, oh, okay. Now, again, I don't know if she actually hit him, but that is what they're trying to, like, which is why I'm just like, I'm irritated, because I just want to know what happened. Like,
you know, I'm going to tell you.
Someone did something.
The thing about this, Kylie House in LA, right? Oh, yeah, it was in Hollywood. If he'd have did this in Florida, maybe, stand your ground laws. If he'd have did this in Texas, maybe. People, like, it's the jurisdiction that you do your crime in. It don't matter if she was whooping your ass. like, she would have to have a gun in order to maybe get off on self-defense for shooting first. Like, that's a wrap for him. Like, if he's in a California, like, jury judge, da da da. Because the letter of the law is, like, just one, just having the gun, period. But then two, on top of that, using the gun in a, like, residential neighborhood, and, like, you know, that's, like, the detective that was saying, like, you know, him saying move bitch or whatever, like, a dance bitch.
Oh, dance.
Like, dance bitch. Like, people was like, how does he know what he said? It's like, these people got, like, testimony. They got, like, the ring cam from all the neighbors. Like, they got everything. So if you get up there and say that, like, it's that's the worst part. It's like, if the detective did an investigation and saying, you shot her, and not only did you shoot her, you had fucking catchphrases. Like, hey, nigga, that shit is damning testimony, bruh. There's, like, I just, like, the people read that probably just because she's, like, a black woman, honestly. No, like, especially because she's a woman, like,
masculate, like, her. A lot of people masculate Megan, and I do not like that they do that. But, you know, it's just like people say all the time, you can't please the people of society. You know, Lizzo's too big to do what she does, but then little Coy Leroy too skinny to do what she do, and then Megan's too like, it's just, they see her as a very masculine woman, and it's unfair. And it's literally only because she's tall and thick. Like, there's no extra, there's nothing else besides those two factors. Literally, the girl is a woman, clearly. Yeah. And that does not, just because she's big doesn't make her masculine. Just because she's like, anyways, that's a whole nother.
Yeah, I don't trust nobody to think Megan is masculine. I'll tell you that right now.
That's good to know.
Yep. I don't trust nobody.
I agree. Firmly.
Softly.
I cannot.
So what's going on? Like, so clearly he shot the girl, right?
Yeah.
So what's gonna happen? How long is this shit gonna last?
That's the thing. That's why I don't know, because the way they're so hush hush, you clearly know there's been they've been court ordered not to talk about this, obviously. Mm-hmm. But what throws off the story, at least for me, is this best friend. Like, this best friend is really the factor really can make or break this whole scenario.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Nobody wants to discuss it, but I actually want to discuss it. It's the friend. Like, she know too much, okay? And she knows what really went down. And it depending on which side she takes, that's going to be the telling factor.
Here's the question. I don't know Megan and her friends. I don't even know which friend it was.
I don't really
The either. Thing that I need to know is, do they still hang out?
No. And the only reason why I know that is because, you know, I be on these vlogs, okay? I am not going to front. I definitely be on these vlogs. And remember, so that one girl, because remember Megan had
just said, read it. like you just heard it about it. He just said, listen, reading. So, like Mufasa.
Anyways, so you remember Megan was trying to get out of her contract with what's his name to live out in Houston.
Okay.
So that other artist, Erica Banks, they put her out pretty much after Megan was like, you know, I want to get off y'all's label. Mm-hmm. So Megan's ex-best friend, I think she was caught playing the song, or she was like on live one day and she was like, I like this song and blah, blah, blah. So people was like, oh, you throwing shade. And Megan, especially knowing that she's trying to get out of her contract and you know that they're trying to make Erica Banks the next Megan Thee Stallion. So that was strike number one. Strike number two.
I don't think I know Erica Banks. She is uncool.
She was on video taking pictures with Megan's former managing team. So the older Jay Prince and actual manager of the baseball player that Evelyn Lozada used to be engaged to. She was like taking pictures with them. And I was like, oh, this is getting messy. So that was strike number two. Then strike number three was when pretty much Megan was like on live one day, and I think maybe Twitter, and someone asked her specifically about her friend. And she pretty much was like, that's not my friend. I was like, And so they would go back to old girls page, and they were like, how do you feel about Megan saying that y'all aren't friends? And so the girl was like, you know, I always have love in my heart for Megan. People just grow apart. Yada, yada, yada. But she's legit the only friend that used to be with Megan like 24/7. Kind of how like, what's that? What's those two girls? Lil Baby's ex-girlfriend and Future's girlfriend. Kind of like how they were. That's how them two girls were.
So I guess Megan said that her and Tori were in cahoots.
She did admit that they were, there was a speculation that they were dating. Yes.
It's the only that way any of this makes sense.
That Tori and her best friend were dating?
No.
No.
So
Tori and Megan.
Supposedly, the best friend did like Tori.
That don't make sense, but.
Wait. Supposedly, the best friend did like Tori.
Jesus Christ.
But Megan.
Like a 5'1 with alopecia.
Started messing around, and which made the best friend mad and jealous. Supposedly. But no, Megan and Tori were the ones that were supposed to be dating.
So he shot her in the foot because they wasn't fucking, or? No, like, I'm trying to get to the real.
I told you what they're saying, why he shot
her. Was like, because she was, he was flirting with the.
How?
Yeah.
I don't know. I guess, like I said, after the live ended, what they were saying was the live ended because Tori was giving Kylie too much attention. Cause you could tell in the live that Megan was getting irritated. Like you could clearly, I saw that live clip. Like she was getting irritated. And so the live ended and they were saying the reason why the live ended from what people were saying at the party was that Megan felt that Tori was flirting with Kylie. Now you also see that Kylie does not interact with Megan anymore too. Have we not noticed that either? Now she was in this girl's video and now they don't even talk. So something did happen at that house. What? I don't know. But whatever it did, pissed that man off enough for his dumb ass to pull a gun on her.
I feel like they saving this shit for the documentary. I think the paper's already signed.
Mm-hmm. All right, Hulu.
I'm just saying.
Yeah. Hulu. Yeah, we gonna see. That's the thing about all them legal shits, man. You gonna see. Like, it ain't TV with some random evidence gonna come from nowhere. That shit is like, yo, everything. Show me everything.
Right. I don't know. We just gonna have to wait and play it by ear, really.
Thanks.